This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another sharp rise in the number of people diagnosed with the coronavirus on a cruise ship off Japan. The country's health minister through an interpreter.
41 people tested positive for coronavirus. We are now preparing to transport them to medical facilities in Tokyo and other prefectures.
That brings the total number of cases aboard the Diamond Princess to 61. Thousands of passengers are under a two-week quarantine. Two more planes carrying Americans are on their way to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. The number of deaths from the virus is now 636. The White House has announced that the Al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rimi was killed in Yemen. President Trump directed a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen that resulted in his death. There was no information about when the operation was conducted or how it was carried out. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says more than 500 people in the southwestern part of the state have been displaced by flooding. He's declared a state of emergency due to the heavy rain. At least four people have been killed in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and also Tennessee. The Democrats' race for the White House is neck and neck. USA Radio's Robin Walensky explains.
After the debacle in Iowa, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday, and then it's off to South Carolina. We could see three different winners in three different states. As it stands, Mayor Pete winning Iowa by a razor-thin margin. In fact, the head of the party there actually calling for a recount. Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up and be the winner. Biden not campaigning at all Thursday in New Hampshire, no events on his schedule.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's more trouble brewing for the Speaker of the House. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing ethics charges against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. Gaetz tells Fox News he's joining two other Republicans in filing charges with the House Ethics Committee.
She disgraced the House of Representatives, she embarrassed our country, and she destroyed official records. The law does not allow the Speaker of the House to destroy the records of the House, and the rules of the House do not permit some little temper tantrum just because you don't like what the President of the United States says.
A public memorial for Los Angeles Laker icon Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna and seven other people killed in a helicopter crash in January will be held later this month. The memorial will be held at the Staples Center in L.A. on February 24th, according to the Los Angeles Times. For weeks, people have been gathered outside of the stadium and the site in Calabasas where the plane crashed, killing Bryant, his daughter, Alyssa Altobelli, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Peyton Chester, Sarah Chester, Christina Mauser, and Ara Zobayan on January 26th. The Lakers held a tribute for Bryant and the other victims during their game against the Portland Trail Blazers last Friday. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said last week that the city was preparing for a memorial that will serve as a reminder of how much unity they have. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what needs to be done, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to turn over the reins of this incredible American idea and ideal to the next generation. A country truly on its way back. Donald Trump referred to it as a blue-collar boom that we're starting to experience. And look at the latest job report. We're seeing a number, still up there. Some thought it would be a little bit higher, but nonetheless, we added 225,000 jobs in January as a decline in trade tensions boosted a resilient labor market. This according to data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So good news continues. And it's going to be a continuation of, of jobs. And as you heard me in a conversation that I had with the Secretary of Interior, you know, Donald Trump has really, the focus for Donald Trump and the administration has been jobs and job creation. And he's done an outstanding job. Look at all-time low unemployment that's been taking place. Also, I mentioned to the Secretary of Interior that it would be good, my firm belief, it would be good for the country if the focus in his next administration would be about the deficit. If the first question he would ask instead of jobs, I mean, you can continue to ask the jobs question that he continues to ask, but to ask, how are we doing with the deficit? Because I believe that if he focuses on the deficit as well as he's done on jobs, then we could start seeing that number in the deficit moving in a direction that is into the negative. So instead of 23 begetting 24 million, we start looking at 23 starting to beget 22, 21, and we start moving in the right direction. But we'll have to wait and see. Jason Pai joins us now, Vice President of Legislative Affairs for FreedomWorks. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you with us here. At the President's State of the Union, criminal justice took a front seat, I think, gladly, and not to mention this a Super Bowl ad that people are still talking about. And, this is, bringing this. I mean, it took this president to bring it front and center, and we can thank, in part, Kim Kardashian, and her group and Kanye West, encouraging the president to do something about it. And look what he's done.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, I've been working on criminal justice for almost as long as I've been at FreedomWorks. So I've been at FreedomWorks for a little over 5 years. So I've been working on it for about that time. And, we worked on it under Obama and tried to build some bipartisan support for it, but Obama being as he wanted to make it a legacy item and didn't really focus on it until his last 2 years of his second term. And I think I think also that what they were pushing probably went a little too far, and it would, some conservative members just weren't ready to go that far. Cutting a lot of sentences in half, and it just, we were supportive, but I think we have a different take on it. We do have a lot of libertarian tendencies at Freedom Works, and we see the war on drugs as a 50-year failure, and
right.
We were willing to go a little further. But to his credit, President Trump came in and he wasn't initially there, but Jared Kushner got him there, and Kushner built a great coalition of left and right groups on the right, Freedom Works included, to get behind this effort. We were a small groups in number in terms of the actual number of groups that were there, but we all have this united behind this one vision of doing something good on criminal justice reform. And and look, the president, he got on board with some modest sentencing reforms, and we got it done. And of course, the ad during the Super Bowl, my wife and I were watching it, and when it came on, my phone lit up, because I lobbied on the First Step Act. That was the criminal justice reform bill that passed in December of 2018.
Right.
I lobbied on that bill, and I applied for that bill.
Exactly.
And that was more than half of my lobbying time in the last 6 months of 2018. And I'm glad he's running. Of course, Alice Marie Johnson was granted clemency by the president, but that still fits under the roof of criminal justice reform. That's an Article II powers to grant clemency, and the president did it. And then, he signed a landmark criminal justice reform bill in the law. And noticed that during the State of the Union, that was one of the very few times that there was bipartisan applause for line in the State of the Union.
Well, her story, Alice Marie Johnson's story, is so touching, and it's turning into being something that really has become the poster child of all your lobbying efforts. You and I have had this discussion before, and it makes you wonder how many other talented people who could contribute to our society, are being warehoused right now, and that given the opportunity can come in and be positive contributors, because Alice Marie Johnson's story continues in a very powerful way. She's just releasing a book, and and she's passionately fighting the cause, because there's other Alice Marie Johnsons that are yet to be released.
Yeah, her case, and you used a term, by the way, warehouse, that I think is one that is so true. We put these people in prison. There are people we are scared of. The people who commit violent offenses, who kill and assault and whatever else. And then there are the people we're mad at, the people who get involved in the drug trade because they either lack economic opportunity or they suffer from addiction themselves.
Right.
And they deal drugs or traffic drugs to feed that addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you throw them in prison and they are warehoused there. That's not rehabilitation. And
exactly.
The goal of prison, yes, it should be to punish, but it should also be to rehabilitate and ensure that they come out and can be productive. And the way the federal prison system and many states were set up before we saw the wave of reform start happening in the mid-2000s, that's exactly what we did. And of course, First Step Act focuses on recidivism reduction and making sure these people who have an addiction problem are having that treated, and who just simply lack an education or lack job skills are getting those things in prison, and they earn time credits to that they can cash in towards supervised release. I mean, those are things that this bill, it incentivizes prisoners to do the right thing, to reduce their risk. And of course, the violent offenders stay in prison, but the people who are actually making an effort, who are nonviolent drug offenders, are making an effort to become better. It gives them an opportunity to succeed in life, but it's up to them whether they actually succeed or not.
Exactly. You've got to put things in their favor. As you and I discussed before, Jason, is that especially right now. Last time I checked, 7 million jobs that are in the waiting right now. If you've got people that are coming off, you've got to create a career path, to create an opportunity for them in much the same way that Donald Trump has been doing with nations and offering them, sticks and carrots. Here's the carrots. You can have a better future. And, it's not like we have to wait for some major miracle. The really the fields are ripe for opportunity. for people who want to make something of themselves and be a positive contributor, but we got to put the odds in their favor. And right now, with the economy as it is and these jobs that are waiting to be filled, I think there's just golden opportunity. And while they're there doing their time and serving their sentence, we can train them up in such a way, let that be, you know, used in some sort of apprentice sort of way, to where they can hit the ground running when they come out. And I got to imagine at that point, we got a better chance to win. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Real quick, let's disclaimer here and understanding that if you are listening to the show on the weekends, because we have, I think close to 100 stations that replay parts of our weekday broadcast, And they're played outside of, the lifetime, which is 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, Monday through Friday. And so you're going to hear some best of segments, great interviews like the one we're having right now and enjoying with Jason Pye, the Vice President of Legislative Affairs for FreedomWorks. So you want to hear us live? If your station is not carrying in your market, you can just go to BillMartinezLive.com, and you'll hear us live Monday through Friday and hear and take advantage of these great guests and, be with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we're talking about criminal justice reform. But before we do, Jason, I do want to just touch a little bit on two other issues. Certainly the State of the Union, President Trump, as far as I was concerned, really hit the ball out of the park. For those people who were open to come into the fold and embrace unity in this country, I found his presentation to be quite unifying. How it touched, even on criminal justice reform, the other accomplishments that I believe our country can be proud of and, kind of reconnect with and say, wow, yes, right, we are doing that. And, I forgot about that. And, him honoring a 100-year-old, retired military vet and even gave him, a Tuskegee Airman and presented him with a star earlier that day, made him a brigadier general. I mean, and knowing that his grandson has a desire to enter, the newly established U.S. Space Force.
Yeah, no, it was a good speech. I mean, he there were a lot of things in there. The stuff about school choice was absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, criminal justice was phenomenal. He didn't try to relitigate or rehash anything related to impeachment, which I thought was a good thing. Mm-hmm. It was a very good speech. He delivered it very well. The economy is doing. But we're not seeing the 4.5% growth that we saw in the late 1990s. We're not seeing that. We are seeing 2.5 to 2.9, almost 3% growth right now. And when we weren't expected to, you can go back. I was actually going back and looking at old CBO reports not too long ago. And look, before the 2016 presidential election, we were expected to be around 1.5%.
Well, that's what Barack Obama said. The new normal is going to be 1.8 if we're lucky, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. We've seen, thanks to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, through deregulation, that the economy is doing significantly better than expected. But still, we still have a long way to go. But there are other aspects to that. Like, we have an age demographic problem in this country.
Exactly,
more workers here. We need. You want more growth? You need more workers. And you mentioned the 7 million jobs, and we have 7 million jobs available. We only have 6 million who are actively working, looking for work.
Right.
So that means we have a worker shortage of about 1 million. We need more workers here.
Exactly.
The details of how we do that are obviously up for debate. He's got a good economy, a strong economy right now, stronger than we've seen in a while. It keeps chugging along. We saw another 225,000 jobs created in January. That report came out today on Friday. Mm-hmm. All signs point to re-election right now.
Right.
And Americans seem to be happy with their personal finances. And look, it's the question you ask yourself is, are you the same question that Reagan asked I think it was in 1984 during the presidential election. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And I think the answer is yes. Now, obviously, the country is very divisive right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to go away anytime soon, particularly if he gets reelected.
Well, even worse yet, if the House continues in the hands of the Democrats, it's Lord have mercy. I mean, we've already gone through 3+ years of this insanity, and I believe that has been contributory to the to holding back the economy, because we could have been working on some major issues, but instead we've been windmill chasing like Don Quixote here.
I tell you right now. The CBO's recent report, they did a 10-year budget and economic outlook. And one of the things they noted in that report that I think if we weren't involved in this right now, we'd be doing so much better, and that's the trade.
Without a doubt. Exactly.
Yeah. 18, the average hit per household is $1,800. Right. If we weren't involved in that trade war, if we were not, you know, increasing tariffs and having these other countries increase tariffs on us, particularly China, we'd be in a much better spot. Economically, but that's not to say we would see 3% and 4% growth.
But Jason, I think that's part of the investment, though. If we're going to level the playing field instead of complaining about it, I mean, for years, businesses, China's been ripping us off. The world trade, WTO has been taking advantage of us. And President Trump calls it like a businessman, a true businessman and chief executive officer goes, wait a minute, this isn't fair. Americans have known for a long time this isn't fair. You know, Ukraine has been taking advantage of America. We've been given the money. And he asked the question, he goes, hey, what about these other countries? Are they contributing to the welfare of Ukraine? I mean, they're the neighbors. They're the ones that are going to benefit more immediately. They the ones should be in the front of the line giving money to Ukraine. Why are they always coming to the United States of America?
Especially as it relates to foreign aid, you'll get more given for me. Like, I mean, on foreign aid, I'm 100% in your camp. On the trade issue, I mean, like, I think you look at the steel and aluminum tariffs, and the U.S. Trade Representative in the Commerce Department recently just extended those tariffs out to not just aluminum and steel, but now the derivatives of aluminum and steel, because they tacitly admitted this, that the tariffs hadn't worked. That the level of production they wanted to see in the United States hadn't increased. And in fact, they've seen losses of jobs in the steel and aluminum industries in the United States because of the tariffs. So, I mean, that's the result. I mean, at the end of the day, all taxes are paid for by the individual and all tariffs are taxed. So you're paying increased taxes through higher tariffs. And that's just something we all have to live with. So taxes destroy. So there are negative ramifications of that. Look, there would be no argument for me that we've been taken advantage of, but there are other ways to do it than getting a trade war.
Well, I people say there's other ways, and I'm open for other ways. And what I do appreciate about this administration is that they've constantly got their finger on the volume. And they seem to be adjusting this deal. They're figuring this stuff out to where they say, oh, okay, this isn't working. Whereas in previous administrations, it's like any other typical bureaucracy. It's like it's in there for life. It's like, wait a minute, you can't figure this out? I mean, NAFTA, everybody's been complaining about NAFTA for all these years. It took President Trump to finally do something about it, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, USMCA is 95% NAFTA. I mean, that's the thing. And the one thing we have concerns about, Bill, was a lot of the changes to NAFTA that were made in the amendment was the protocol amendment is what it's called, were not good. I mean, those were giveaways to big labor, and there's sourcing requirements, there are wage. Basically, what USMCA does is set a minimum wage in Mexico of $16 an hour. That's a dollar higher than what Bernie Sanders wants, you know?
Right.
And some of those things that were changed were not necessarily good. This is more the changes to the USMCA is more cosmetic than anything else. It doesn't really change much, and the changes that were made were not good.
Well, we're starting to open up something that is going to require a lot more time, and I appreciate your position on it. And I want to have you back so we can talk about it, because this has come up a couple times where Bill, don't get way overly excited. You know, we don't need to bring the village people in with a new dance here yet. And I'm okay. All right, fine. Well, this is what the show is all about. You know, help us understand. NAFTA was something that needed to be changed, and not that I'm willing to say, okay, we'll take the cosmetic, and you know, this is a start. Maybe we're moving in the right direction. Hopefully, it doesn't become one of those bureaucratic ideals. Like I said, is that it becomes a forever kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, Bill, I'm happy to come on your show whenever you want me to, and you're a great host, and I enjoy talking to you. But look, we got a long way to go on trade. There are things that Congress needs to do to fix its trade power, to bring that back into its Article I purpose as the Constitution requires, and take it out of the hands of the president. So,
well, let's stay in touch, Jason Pine. Love to have you back.
Absolutely.
Jason's Vice President of Legislative Affairs at FreedomWorks. Thank you so much for being with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth.
But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another sharp rise in the number of people diagnosed with the coronavirus on a cruise ship off Japan. The country's health minister through an interpreter.
41 people tested positive for coronavirus. We are now preparing to transport them to medical facilities in Tokyo and other prefectures.
That brings the total number of cases aboard the Diamond Princess to 61. Thousands of passengers are under a two-week quarantine. Two more planes carrying Americans are on their way to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. The number of deaths from the virus is now 636. The White House has announced that the Al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rimi was killed in Yemen. President Trump directed a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen that resulted in his death. There was no information about when the operation was conducted or how it was carried out. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're going to be talking about your words and, you know, the things you say and just how powerful they can be. Are they building up or are they tearing down is something that my dad would always ask me. And I had to be very sensitive about it as over time, because he'd have a way of asking me in a way that created some discomfort, discomfort that I wasn't comfortable with. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm grateful for my father and the input in my life. And with us right now to talk about this is former Navy Captain David Marquet, and we're going to be talking on leadership language. Captain Marquet, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks, Bill. Hi, y'all listeners.
Hey, we're all doing great here. You know, few of us realize, as I said, much of our language in the workplace inhibits creative problem solving, escalates uncertainty and stress. And of course, you know, here we are in a politically correct society where, you know, language is being stifled. You know, the rules of speaking have been altered in such a way to where, you know, if you're not careful, you're going to be invalidated and canceled, right? So all this becomes a bit of a challenge in a world that, look at as humanoids, I think that, you know, it demands communication and hopefully effective communication. If not, we become stifled and frustrated.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Basically, the way I think about it is we've inherited an industrial age playbook, which is programmed the way we speak. So, for example, when someone says something different than how you believe, we tend to attack them and or at least defend ourselves. People don't say, "Oh, that's interesting. Let me hear more about that." Mm-hmm. And we think like this idea that we're going to make it safe by stifling what other people say, it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
What we want. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in agreement with your position here, many conversations with a professor out of Kentucky, Wilfred Riley, he describes it as we've become siloed. And when we become siloed in our own thinking, it's lonely and it's also debilitating. Peterson, in his book, 12 Rules of Life, insists that we render ourselves stupid when we become so ideologically fixed that we've, you know, stopped listening to others. I think you might be more right on that.
Yeah. And so what we say is let the doers be the deciders. We've inherited an industrial age structure where we divided society into two. The thinkers who made decisions, and we called them the leaders or the white collar people, and we paid them salary. And then the doers who actually did the work, who we called blue collar, and we paid them hourly. Now, why are we paying different? Why are we paid people differently? Why do we have different labels? The structure was one group made decisions for the other group to do. Now, you know what we call that? That's called coercion. Mm. Now, we don't use the word say, "Oh, well, I inspire, I motivate." And it's for their own good. Yeah, guess what? How about letting them or letting us, let the doers make the decision? And this is the most fundamental change that's happening in the workplace. And organizations that can do it have happier workers, better products. They endure longer because they can adapt, change, and learn with the changing environment. It's those old places where like, oh, some boss is right and we're just going to do what they say.
Exactly.
Those places are doomed.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's empowering. And as you say, or at least what I've believed in, David, is that, when people have a fair chance, to win, it really speaks of one's confidence and ability to grow and develop the talents that they have. If they're stifled in any way, they become a round peg in a square hole. And when I've investigated organizations where there's been dysfunction, you find a lot of square pegs and round holes.
Yeah, and then we blame them.
Yeah, exactly.
But we did it. We did it to them.
Mm.
So if you believe you're special, you know better than everyone else, then just tune out, because this is about believing that everyone has ideas. Everyone is smart.
Exactly.
They may not have the same experience or education, but we're all just as smart as all the rest of us. And so when we let the doers, we ask. So here's the history of management. Step one, we observed the doers, and we stood behind them with clipboards, and we told them what to do and how to do it. Step two, we occasionally would ask them, "Oh, do you have an idea? But I'm still going to make a decision for you." Now, step three, the most powerful workplaces let the people doing the work decide, well, do we want an 8-hour shift? Do we want a 10-hour shift? Do we want to go 4 days at 10 or 5 days at 8? Do we want, how do we want the lighting? Do we want cells of 4? Do we want cells of 5? And on and on and on. Now, we're not going to decide, oh, one day we're making cars and now we're going to make airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
That's bounded. But as much as possible, let the people who are actually doing the work make decisions about the work.
It's kind of amazing, because what it comes down to is, in a sense, when you look at the beginnings of this great American experiment, our founding fathers realized that self-reliance was key, that it was really, in the management principle that you lay out, you're exactly right, because you get this elitism that comes in and says they know better. But, for our founding fathers, it wasn't that they knew better. It was like, look at, you cannot manage this monstrosity any more than you can really manage a company.
No, we try that. It's called communism.
Right?
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
Like some genius in Moscow is going to set the price for wheat in the Ukraine. It isn't going to work.
Right.
So here's the frustration for me. I was a geeky, introverted math team guy in the Cold War in high school, and I believe strongly in the Constitution, and I said, I'm going to do something about this. This is the thing we got to win. Mm. Well, it's scary. It's scary going in the military when you're a geek. So you go to submarine force because why? You hide from people.
Yeah, you just can't take pictures. You just can't take pictures down there, David.
Exactly.
That's all.
No pictures. Yeah. But here's the frustration. I'm signing up for the Constitution, which means it's a document that says people can choose their religion, their profession, their spouse, where they live. It's about letting, and then I go into the military where there was this whole thing about, basically it was feudalism. Like you attach yourself to a leader. So it's not like we're all doing the best thing for the Constitution. No, you do the best thing for what your boss tells you what to do.
Right, exactly.
And I perpetuated that until I realized, I was in a situation where it's like, I gave an order, couldn't be done, but the guys tried to follow it anyway. It doesn't make sense. The problem isn't you're giving bad orders. The problem is you're the one giving orders.
Right.
And you got to create a team that can make decisions on their own. Now, it's scary because it's about giving up control and you're not like directing everything. And there's this loss of sort of ego because, oh, look how important I am. There's a big line of people outside my door. Mm-hmm.
Well, especially when you're in a situation of military command, is that you're ultimately responsible. You've got $1 billion and all the personnel that you're responsible for, and so it's kind of easy, I would think, to fall into that situation, and all of a sudden you say, okay, I got to do something counterintuitive here. And knowing that, look at the buck stops with you, but you're willing to share the leadership responsibility with the doers, and look what happened. You turn around the worst performing submarine to the best performer in the fleet. That had to be encouraging for you, certainly, and for the crew. But I got to imagine up chain, they probably were wondering, you know, if you had totally lost your mind or not.
They loved it because they saw the outcomes. They saw improved reenlistments, improved performance. Hey, when you're a submarine commander, your boss can't just drop in on you. So that's one of the benefits. One of the benefits you had. But it's scary. It's actually more resilient.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually more resilient. You're going to make better. Your brain is going to trick you. Your brain is going to say, well, this might be wrong, but at least it's my wrong, and I'll know it. And so those instincts are going to take you in the wrong direction. You're going to want to over-control things. Uh-huh. You're going to steal ownership. When people come to...
I'll tell you, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Navy Captain David Marquet after this. Stay with us.
Okay.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements. Formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt.
If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt is, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart.
Martinez live.
I just love that song. I love the lyric. I mean, it's so powerful. Hey, good to have you with us. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with former U.S. Navy Captain David Marquet continues. He wrote his book, In Turn the Ship Around. He tells the incredible story of abandoning command and control leadership. And the fact that you would say abandoning command and control leadership to a Navy man, it's like, it's that's got to be likened to chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, and you hear screeching, you know. That's just so, it's just so not compatible, I'm telling you. But the results of doing that, doing something that's so counterintuitive, has come with incredible dividends.
Yeah. So the way I think about it is I had to get the doers to be the deciders. And we had all these cultural things, like we have officers and enlisted men. We wore different kind of uniforms, and we look different and put different hats on so we can identify who's in what tribe. So here's what I think is going on. In the industrial, there's two kinds of work, thinking and doing. In the industrial age, we separated the work by class. So one group was the thinkers. We called them white collar or whatever. And then the other group was the doers. Now, it turns out today, machines and algorithms are eating away at the doing work. And if you separate work by class, and if you're a leader out there, you're one of the, quote, thinking class, you go, oh, sucks for you. You're in the doing class because you're going to lose your job.
Right.
This is wrong. What you want is you need doing. You need to let the doers be the thinkers because they're close. They're doing the work. They know better about what to do, how to do it.
Exactly.
And let them make decisions. Give them control over the work. So the solution isn't, well, the doers and the thinking are by different groups. Everyone is a doer and everyone is a thinker. And when that happens, here's the secret. It's better for everybody.
Exactly.
It's better for the people doing the work. It's better for the company. And it's better for management. So that's what we need to do. That was my epiphany. But at every step of the way, I was held back by these old paradigms, these old language patterns of, no, I hit sit at the head of the table, and I'm going to talk this way, and you guys are going to talk that way, and we're all going to do what I think is right.
Exactly. Well, and it's a two-way street, because what you're doing is you're expanding the job opportunity for the doers, and, which I think to elevate a doer to a thinker and acknowledge that, oh, yeah, you do have thoughts, and you can bring that contribution, because at the end of the day, our level of happiness is in direct relationship to our level of productivity. And that level of productivity involves both thinking and doing, does it not?
Yeah, and it's a level of control over the productivity. If I'm just a machine, I'm just doing what I'm told, even if I achieve something pretty good, I don't really feel a sense of satisfaction because I wasn't part of that.
Right.
I just showed up. I did what I was told. How great was that?
Right.
No. When I actually am making decisions, and then we teach leaders all these phrases to make it think like the team made the decision when we actually made the decision. It's coercion is what it is. We say motivate or inspire, but it's really coercion.
And the people know.
Yeah, of course, everyone knows. Like, we're just kidding ourselves.
Right.
And then we comply, we play the game. It turns out humans are actually not that good doing this focused work. So the key is the doing work benefits from reducing variability.
Mm-hmm.
It's focus, which means I'm going to exclude external distractions. I'm going to make the whatever I'm making, the fender, the same every day. It's going to look the same, not like a little bit different one day.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking work benefits from embracing variability. So now we have to flip our minds back and forth where we say, okay, time out. All right, how can we make this better? Oh, let's get some different ideas. Let's embrace variability. And that comes from actively running the meeting in a way so that if I'm the one who thinks differently, it's easy for me to speak up.
Yeah.
As opposed to the way most meetings are run, where we talk about it, and then everyone's, oh, I can see where this is going. I can see, this decision's already made.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then it's just really an opportunity for boss to say later, well, you were all there. You had a chance to speak up.
Right.
But we all knew it was a sham.
Well, David, for you, as you started implementing this with the crew, tell us what that was like.
Oh my gosh, it was so hard. It was, for one thing, all of our patterns were wrong. For example, we had all these lists. We had this whole ritual. Once a week, we'd get together, and this captain, I would say, well, I had this big binder, and I flipped to page one, and I'd look at the engineer, okay, how are you doing on item one? How are you doing on item two? And look at the operations officer, how are you doing on item three? And I was just stealing all the respect of their job and the ownership. I was just stealing it.
Mm.
And we had this big bonfire ceremony. We took those lists and we burned them. We threw them.
Really?
Them. Yeah.
Wow.
We them. Said, you can't keep a list for someone below you.
Mm.
You can keep a list for your boss.
Mm.
You say, hey, boss, I need you to do this. Great. It was scary, but think about it. If you have a job and you know no one's going to come by and say, oh, how are you doing on this? You own it. It's yours. You're proud.
Mm-hmm.
You have value. And so all these little tricks. So my new book, Leadership is Language, this is where I'm talking about it. What does it look like? And we're uncovering the six plays from the industrial age. This is how we've been programmed to operate. And we just think it has to be that way, but it doesn't. Like this idea that one group makes decisions, the other group doesn't. It doesn't have to be that way. We're just inherited that from our great-great-grandfathers.
Exactly. And in
Let
doing
the
it,
doers
it,
be the deciders. Sorry,
and you would think, no, that's okay. You would think that we would know enough by now. And what you're doing in empowering the doers and even the thinkers, they're all elevated. They have the opportunity to operate at a higher level of productivity, efficiency, and satisfaction. Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. I found, so if you're running around saying, okay, do this, so we work with a McDonald's chain, franchise, 15 stores out west. The ops manager is a woman. She's running around, okay, do this, this is wrong, fix that. Stress, gain weight, not good health. then we flipped it. And we said, well, these store managers, they're intelligent people. How about we just let them send you a text in the morning? Hey, here's what I see in my store. Here's what I plan on doing about it today. Come on by. You're invited to come by. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
But even if you don't, I'm doing this.
Mm.
Guess what happened? She lost 50 pounds. She had so much less stress in her life. Why? And not only that, it was better for her. But it was better for the whole. They started winning these awards. Their hiring problem went away because people wanted to work there. Because, oh, you want to go place where you're respected and your ideas and you can speak like a human being? Uh-huh. Boom. Word gets out.
Exactly.
So it's better for everybody. But I think people sort of intellectually can say, yeah, that seems right. But we're trapped with these word patterns from the old ways. And here's a very simple example. We ask at the end, we say, hey, does that make sense? It's a word pattern induced that's there to induce compliance, head nodding. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What you want to say is, how could I be wrong? What am I missing? What was unclear? Let it be easy for people to give you the disconfirming information.
Right. You know, when I was studying some businesses, I was really impressed with the culture of Packard, HP Packard. What they would do is they said they embraced mistakes, and they celebrated mistakes almost as much as they did successes, because, you know, and I thought that was extremely novel and counterintuitive, because, you know, to your point, you know, if you're pounding somebody because of the mistake they made, you really stifle the opportunity to learn, you know, from that mistake. And so this was all part of their culture, which I thought was quite interesting.
Yeah. Dave Packard and Bill Hewlett built an amazing company built on this exact idea that, hey, there's a famous story from HP where Packard's walking around. He sees this oscilloscope a guy's working on. He says, I never want to see that thing again. And 6 months later, he comes back and it's going to market. And he's like, what is it? Like, I thought you said that, but we knew you were wrong, so we just ignored what you said. And it turned out to be, of course, a big success.
Sure.
But the idea was, hey, they're smart people. Why am I running? Why am I hiring smart people and then telling them what to do?
Exactly. Exactly. And then, as you say, then you get all these other diseases and, you know, psychological issues that come in because we've got round pegs and square holes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, how can people be in touch with you and get their hands on your book, David?
I'm on social media, L. David Marquet, L. David Marquet. The book's Leadership is Language. Grab it. Any fine bookseller will have it. And then send me a note. Email's david@turntheshiparound.com. Let me know how it goes. Love to hear from you.
Well, excellent. And we're going to link it on our website as well at billmartinezlive.com. David Marquet, top graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, commanded the nuclear-powered fast-attack submarine USS Santa Fe from 1999 to 2001. David, thank you very much. All the best to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Cheers, Bill.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.